Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
Hallelujah! Put your hands together for Jesus! I'm happy to announce to you that it is testimony time! I said this year, you too, you will share your testimony. I see you sharing your testimony this year as you believe in the pastor that God has given us. So let's put our hands together and welcome Pastor Francis Kanga to share his testimony. Oh, encourage him! Encourage him!
Hallelujah. Amen. It's a very, very wonderful time for me. And I'm very, very excited. Amen. Because I have benefited from the anointing that is on our father, the bishop.
Oh, encourage him. Your clap offering is not encouraging.
Amen. And I want to tell you about what happened to me. Last 2 weeks,
okay,
in the course of the service. What it is that for the past 6 months, I think it dates back to August last year,
okay,
you know, I began to have very severe pain in my right leg and the hip. Very, very severe. And very typical of me, I felt that, okay, it will go. So I was not really minding it. But at a point, I realized that it was becoming serious. Very, very serious. So now, I had to now take painkillers just to ease the pain, still believing that it will go by itself, as I usually do. But this time around, it was not working. The pain became so severe that now I could not, go about my works a day without taking at least two. Either in the morning, one morning and then evening. Painkillers.
What?
What to do? Yes, in fact, it was trying to affect so many things.
Hey.
But I fought hard. But at a point, I realized that it was serious. Now I realized that I could not walk straight. I could not walk straight. And people around me began to observe that I was bending. You know, I remember one lady in my office who became very worried because according to her, her ankle suffered a similar condition. And it became a permanent thing. So the ankle has virtually bent to one side.
Wow.
But I was not even bothered about those ones. But the way I was feeling, because I have never felt like that before.
Okay.
So I went to the hospital this time round. And then I was given some painkillers to go and treat and then come back. After finishing all that I was given, I realized that it was not working. So I said that, no, I'll try and find the cause of my problem before I go back to the doctor.
Okay.
So I tried to research on the net after several days. Then I got to know that I was suffering from what the doctors called sciatic damage or injured sciatic nerve. In my right foot. I became convinced that was it because I then remembered that there was a time in my office that I was trying to exercise and I hit my foot against a table. It was so painful.
In my office.
It was so painful. But, you know, I forgot about it. Not knowing the thing had become something else. In fact, the pain was so severe that when I wake up in the morning, sometimes I could barely walk. And my wife became very worried. Very, very worried. But
actually, she'll be worried.
Yeah. A lot of the times I was like, oh, it's working, it will go. But it was so bad. So for the first time in my life, at a point, I became so worried about my health. And I told God that, God, if there's anything, and the research I did, I realized that sometimes it is said that you may have to undergo surgery to correct that problem. I said, God, okay, if that is what must happen for the first time in my life, maybe. So I was just preparing my mind to go and see a physician. In fact, with a video, because I was so convinced that that was it. Then, last 2 weeks, we were in church. Amen. And our anointed prophet, in the course of the service, he said that he is led by the Holy Spirit to lay hands on all the congregation. But he was going to do it in a special way. I believe that you remember. The special way was that all the pastors should come and touch him and receive of the anointing and then go to the church to go and lay hands. In fact, when he said it, I think that the Holy Spirit helped me at that point. And I just realized that this is the time. So I told myself that this is the time. So I was just talking to myself before even he called us. That at a point, one message that came to my mind was that how can water pass through a pipe to a destination and not wet the pipe itself? You know, so I said that no, I cannot go and receive the anointing to go and lay hands without me myself being affected. So when he called us, as I was running towards him, on the stage, I just told myself that if I can only touch him or his shirt, just his shirt, I'll be healed. I was so convinced. And when I came, in fact, the pastors were many. So at a point, I realized that I was almost being crowded out. But I said, no, I have to touch him. So I forced and then held the hand. And then he prayed and we left. I didn't fall down, but I believe that I have been healed.
Wow, wow, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was 2 weeks ago. And I say it to the glory of God that since that day,
hey. Hallelujah.
No more pain.
Hey.
And no more painkillers.
Amen.
I have never taken even a single painkiller since that day. And as you can see, I am walking normally, running normally, with the ability to do everything.
Encourage.
And you see, some of you may not understand me, but only God and I knew what I was going through. It was very terrible, very, very terrible, you know. And when I realized that I am healed, I felt like I have resurrected from death. I tell you, because it was so bad. When I wake up in the morning, I said, if there's anything, if I'm so young, if anything like that should happen, you should wait till I'm 80 years. You know, so I want to thank God for what he has done through our prophet. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to thank Daddy for allowing yourself to be led by the Holy Spirit. Because I believe that last 2 weeks was my day. And I want to encourage all of us, amen, that we should take whatever our prophet, our anointed prophet, says very seriously. The reason is simple. It's only one reason. And that is, the reason is that he does things under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Whatever instruction he gives is as a result of a leading of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So I am so grateful, and I felt, it's like my Christmas has come.
Oh, it has come.
Yeah,
has
Christmas
come.
Has come.
Let's encourage you.
So Daddy, God richly bless you.
Put your hands together.
Amen.
Put your hands together. Oh, your clap offering is not encouraging. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God that now you can do everything. Yeah, it's very important. Very important to be able to do everything. We have the second testimony. Hallelujah. This one, an issue of blood healed through the mantle given by our pastor Bishop Sam. Hey! Amen. Hello, Bishop. I'd like to share my testimony of God's goodness too. My testimony is about how I received my healing through your prayers and the use of the prophetic mantle. How many of us remember? In early December, I started having this unusual bleeding. This became so profuse that in a day, I could change parts several times. I was becoming so scared. So I finally opened up to my pastor and his wife. They prayed with me and encouraged me to believe God for a miracle. Each time I came to church, I would just believe I am healed. But when I get home, the bleeding will continue. The bleeding was daily, without even a day break or two. I went to see one of the best gynecologists in Tema, who gave me a lot of medications and some medical advice as to what to do. But the bleeding will not stop. Does it remind you of the issue of the woman with the issue of blood? She had seen many physicians, but was not bettered. Amen. Bishop, at that point, I was just tired, and I felt I was going to die. Mercy. When we got home that day, I told my husband I was tired, and now all that I was waiting for was the result of my pap smear test, which will confirm whether the condition was cancerous or not. Tiredness, dizziness, boredom, and hopelessness was becoming very usual to me. I had been bleeding for nearly 2 months continuous. I was taking various medications to sustain my blood level, which, to the glory of God, was normal. Bishop, I didn't know. Someone say, I didn't know. That when I had given up all hope on my condition, God was planning something miraculous and fantastic for me. Hey! On the 21st of January 2018, you prayed and asked the pastors to pray for us. The same day, Pastor Francis received this miracle. I believe God so much for my healing. That evening, my husband went for the mantle, which was soaked with the blood and the prayers of the anointed servant of God, Bishop Sam. He placed the mantle on my lower abdomen, and I slept with it. Hey, Bishop, to the glory of God, by the following morning, which was the 22nd of January, the bleeding had stopped. And up till now, hey, you can't hear such a testimony and be seated. Hey! The bleeding has stopped, and up till now, not even a drop of blood has appeared. Hey! Give the Lord a shout! Amen. Oh, what a mighty God we serve, and what an anointed servant He has given us. Thank you so much, Bishop, for your prayers and for the blood-soaked mantle you gave us. I want to tell all of us to believe in God and in the man of God He has given to us. Put your hands together. Bleeding for 2 months has ceased. Amen. So we are blessed. We have an anointed pastor. Let us believe in him. Let us believe in what God leads him to tell us to do. And I believe that as we do on a daily basis, in fact, very soon there will be a queue of people here sharing their testimonies. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of you can identify with the song that the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows? If after serving the Lord for more than maybe 6 months, 10 years, 15 years, your walk with him is not becoming sweeter and sweeter and sweeter, then there is something wrong. Hallelujah. But the more you walk with him, the sweeter it grows. Hallelujah. So may your love and your walk in the Lord become sweeter and sweeter and sweeter as the days go by, in Jesus' name. Who I said in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for this morning. We give you praise, we give you glory. We ask, Lord, that your spirit will speak to us, you talk to us, and that none of us will live here the same. We pray that people will live here and testify of the words that they are going to hear today. This word will open doors for people. This word will make impossible things possible. This word will put laughter in the mouth of people. And this word will change situations forever. Anyone here who is about to give up on anything, may this word bring hope and answers and breakthroughs to him or her in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you that we have come unto Mount Zion. We have come unto an innumerable company of angels. And all over the place, angels are all over ministering to us at the back, in front, on the car park, wherever we are on the stage. Thank you that all over in this place, angels are ministering to us powerfully and specially. Everyone receiving a gift that the angel brought powerfully and specially in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 103. Verse 1 following. I'm continuing and concluding on my message on good things. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. You see the young man who was dancing here when they were singing, Governor, he's shaking. You see, he was blessing the Lord with all his soul. He didn't even know which style to take and which move to make. He was blessing the Lord with all his soul. Hallelujah. And forget not all his benefits. And may you receive the benefits of God in Jesus' name. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? May God forgive your iniquities. And healeth all thy diseases. If there's any disease in your life you came to church with, may God heal you in Jesus' name. Who redeemed thy life from destruction? You will never be destroyed. You will never ever be destroyed. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and mercies? May God crown you with loving kindness and mercies. Listen. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things? Hallelujah. Say, God will satisfy my mouth with good things. Good things are coming into my life in the name of Jesus. He said, who satisfies their mouth with good things? And over the weeks since 31st night, we have been talking about experiencing our good things, our year of good things. And some have already started experiencing. Hallelujah. Some have seen signs. Sometimes the signs could tell that something is about to happen. Hallelujah. And it's always going to be a year of good things. We have spoken about so many things about our good things. Amen. Now today, I want to talk about a special key that you need for your good things to come to pass. A special key that you need for so many things. That key is so special. It's so special. And I want to take you to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. When this special key was released on the life of this person, the good thing in a miraculous way that not only that woman, but the whole world received a breakthrough. So Luke chapter 1, verse 26. It says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. Amen. And I pray to God to have a lot of virgins in this church. And the virgin's name was you, who is not married. Hallelujah. You are not married and you are a virgin. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. I'm not happy you are not married, but you are a virgin. Both men and women. Shout amen. Hey. Some of you are walking in your secondary virginity. Because henceforth know ye no man after the flesh. You are walking by faith. And the Bible says, and the angel came to her and said, hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Hallelujah. You see, you will get to know when I read other verses today, that as at the time that they were telling the woman that you are highly favored, she never thought and she never knew she was highly favored. She never knew that amongst all the women around, she was so favored, she was so regarded by the heavens, that God will send an angel to her. God will send an angel to her. And that is why, as you are sitting here, let me tell you something. You are highly favored. You are highly favored. The work you are doing in the choir, the work you are doing in the hymns choir, the work you are doing as an usher, the work you are doing as a technician, you are doing as a prayer warrior, you are touching the heart of God. And God highly regards you. Hallelujah. You are highly favored. If you needed an angel to tell you today, God has sent me to tell you from his presence that you are highly favored. Even some of you don't believe, so you are not receiving it. So, you don't know my background. You don't know who I am. If only you knew, I will not be one of those God is saying I'm highly favored. You don't know. You don't know. Amen. So the angel told her that among all the people in the church, among all the women in the church, among all the brothers around, you have been singled out. Singled out for a major blessings. May you be that one in the name of Jesus. Major blessings. Hey. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. You see what I say? She was troubled at his saying. And cast in her mind, what manner of salutation is this? What sort of greeting is that? And the angel told her, fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You have found favor. If there's anyone you should want to have favor before, it should be God. Hallelujah. That Bible said the boy child Jesus, he had favor both with God and with man. You need to have favor with God before. And when God has favored you, no man, no woman, no meeting, no committee can meet and say, let's take this away from you. But where you are is as a result of the favor of God. Someone mentioned your name, but the person mentioned your name as a result of the favor of God. Favor of God. Hallelujah. And may the favor of God come on you without measure. In the name of Jesus. He says, you have found favor with God. And he said, and behold, listen to what is now going to happen. thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom, and of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Bema, this is what God was telling, or the angel was telling this woman, that God was going to do in her life. A major good thing. Major good thing. A major miracle. Which was not only going to be good for her alone, but was going to be good for the whole of this world. God was about to do that. And God told her that this year is a good year for you. And God is describing how good that thing was going to be. It's going to be so great. The whole world will know. Everybody shall confess. Everybody will do that. It shall be great. And let me tell you, your miracle will be great. Some of you have started receiving some kind of miracle, but they are not great. Do you get it? We are talking about great, 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 great. Do you believe what I'm saying? Great, 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 great miracles. Great miracles. That will make you only say that God is great. God is great. So just as you have been told that great things are going to happen to you, Mary was also told that great things were going to happen in her life. Hallelujah. But then look at the next verse. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Do you get it? And you can see that Mary's question is the question of all of you, as you have heard the year of great things. As you have heard that this year is your year, this year is this. You are asking, how can I get this great job? How can I get this great job? How can I get this great marriage? Seeing I know not a man. That seeing I know not a man is talking about the problems you have. Seeing me at this age. Seeing me with this background. Seeing me from this family. Seeing me at this way. How can I have a great thing? You have said that I see you parking your car outside. How can I park my car outside? I mean, how? How is it possible? Seeing I have no man to help me. How? Amen. How? And I have been there before when I've asked myself, I mean, how am I going to see this? Do you get it? But Mary gave that answer that today I'm going to talk about the key for your good things. The key for your good things. Hallelujah. And that, what is that key? The answer the Holy Spirit gave to Mary. The answer the Holy Spirit gave Mary, that it says that what? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And the power with the Holy Ghost. You see, the Holy Ghost comes with power. That's why Acts 1:8 says that you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You see, he said that the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And the power of the Highest shall overshadow. Do you get it? In other words, what is going to make it come to pass? What is going to make it come to pass is actually the Holy Spirit. You are going to receive your good things as long as you fellowship, you flow, and you have the help of the Holy Spirit in your life. You are going to receive the Holy Spirit. Because see, the presence of the Holy Spirit makes so many things to happen. At the end of the day, Mary's miracle came to pass. I mean, Pastor Hansen, I'm sure you have seen miracles before. But without any intervention, a woman slept, woke up in the morning, and told you that I am pregnant. And she said, I didn't want to tell you, but I've been pregnant for 6 months. And you know you have not done anything. And she has not seen any doctor. I mean, have you ever seen such a miracle before? If such a miracle could be done, is there any other miracle that God cannot do? I mean, such a miracle. Why do you make yours as if yours is so wild that it can't be done? If such a thing has been done, you wake up and say, I'm pregnant. And truly too, 9 months after that, she gave birth to a baby boy. Wow. And listen to what she said when she gave birth. Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit I rejoice in God my Savior. For he had regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. Hallelujah. And then when you go to the latter part of it, say, he had filled the hungry with good things. Luke 2:53. He has filled the hungry with good things. That means, I see, if you are hungry, if you have any need in your life, and the Holy Spirit comes into you and comes to work with you, that thing that is not in your life shall come. Hallelujah. And you need to have the Holy Spirit. If you go to Ezekiel, because today we are going to ask for the Holy Spirit. And we are going to want to have the Holy Spirit walk with us and overshadow us for us to see the power of the Holy Spirit in everything that we do. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Dry businesses, dry marriages, dry lives, dry pockets, dry petrol tanks, dry electricity bills, dryness everywhere. They were very many, and they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? Dry bones. That's why when I come to church, I always have faith. I have believed that the people that I'm seeing in church, those who think have nothing, one day, these same people. That is why never ever underestimate anyone here in church and look down on anybody. There is no one here who is not part of this one day prophecy. That one day, that dry bone, that dry life, dry brother, dry sister, who takes Okada and come to church, who walks and come to church, one day, you will see that the person, say, can these bones live? Sometimes when you look at this area, where it is, can this church become really a big church? Can these bones live? Hey. And he said unto me, and I answered and said, thou knowest. Again, he said unto me, prophesy over these bones. and say unto them, oh ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. And today I am prophesying to some dry bones, to some dry marriages, to some dry wombs, to some dry jobs, to some dry everything. It's a prophesy. Prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, oh ye dry bones, have that miracle, don't have that breakthrough. You are believing God for a breakthrough. Hear ye the words of the Lord. Hey! Hear ye the words of the Lord. Thou sayest the Lord unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you. And God is causing breath to enter into dry areas. Dry areas. I will cause breath to enter into you. Receive it. Hey. I will cause breath to enter into every dry area. Dry areas of land you have bought that you cannot finish building. God is causing life to come there in the name of Jesus. Dry jobs. There were many and they were very dry. All those who are part of the many and very dry, you are receiving freshness in the name of Jesus. Freshness. A fresh car key has been given to somebody. Not an old car that you are going to register and make it 2018. A new car. You receive it. How shall these things be? How shall these things be? I am here to prophesy unto you that the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. Those of you at the back, the Holy Ghost is overshadowing you. Receive the Holy Ghost at the back in Jesus' name. How shall this be? Hey. Then he goes on. So I prophesied. Just as I'm prophesying that your life is going to be better, that you are getting the job you need, you are getting the school you need, you are getting the grades you need, you are getting a breakthrough you need, every favor you need, I prophesy that you are receiving it in the name of Jesus. He says, so I prophesy. You sit down and read your Bible. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. There was what? A noise. Somebody make some noise in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. There was. Hey. There was a noise. Hey. Hey. Listen. I hear the noise of your keys to your new house. The noise of your keys. Hey. I hear the noise of your wedding march. Your wedding march. I hear the noise of your wedding march. Hey, I hear the noise in your room of your children's examination results that have come. You are making noise. As the prophet said, there was a noise. Hey, I hear the noise of some international phone calls calling to do some international business deals in the name of Jesus. As I prophesied, there was a noise. The noise is the tangibility of your of your miracle. People shall see the miracle.
Hey.
Some of you in your area, there are going to be some noises. Not in your house, but people's homes. But they'll be talking about your miracle. Hey, have you heard? Have you seen? Have you heard? Have you seen? Have you heard? Hey! Have you heard? Have you seen? Your car will go and pass that day. Sim! Hey! The noise about you is going to spread across. You mark it and see. There was a noise. And after the noise, behold, a shaking. Hey. Listen, something that has been standing on your way to your good things, there is going to be a shaking. All those things are going to give way in the name of Jesus. Shaking, shaking. There was a shaking. Some demons are going to shake. Some hindrance, some people have made themselves to be like they are opposed to you. They are going to shake to their very bones. Your regret ever adding you to their plans, your regret. There was a shaking. Hey! And there, and after that, the bones started coming together. Now the jobs are coming together. The marriages are coming together. The blessings are coming together. Anything that was a hindrance, they are coming together. In the name of Jesus. Hey. It says, bone to his bone. Look, your blessings will locate you. Wherever your blessing is, it shall be blown to where you are exactly. It shall locate you where you are. In the name of Jesus. Hey! And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, that which was dry. Suddenly, the sinews and the flesh were coming on the bone. Have you seen Ejewu before? Ejewu is a skeleton. We call a skeleton in Afanti Ejewu. Ejewu, skeleton. How do you say Ejenga? Egbelewu. Okay, Egbelewu. You see Ejewu and flesh, sinew, all of them came. And the Bible says, and the skin covered them above. Your dryness is being covered today. I say your dryness is being covered today with flesh. But after the dryness, there was no breath. So that God has done a very great part, but it is not alive. You know, there are some blessings, they come, but you can't feed the life in it. Then the Bible says, then said ye unto me, do another prophecy. You see, that's why we have the law of repeated ministration. The law of repeated ministration means that they prayed for you yesterday. Something started happening. Then they pray for you again. And another started happening. Jesus prayed for the blind man. He said, I can see. But I see people like trees. Then Jesus prayed again. You saw that the blessing can come. But you see the blessing like some way. Then another ministration will come. And now you see clearly. From today, may you see clearly. Not like trees, so clear. The blessings. So clear. The blessings. So he said, now, the next thing to do is that prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy unto the wind. Son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord. And today we say to the wind, every corner, thus saith the Lord, come from the four corners, four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live, that they may live. So I prophesy, and I prophesy the breath
the wind, the presence of the Holy Spirit into every area of your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody take it and put it in your pocket. Take it in your pocket. Take it and put it in your bag. Take it and put it wherever you want to see it. Take it and put it there. In the name of Jesus. Hey. Hey. And the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet. Hey, you are going to start standing on your business. You are going to stand. You are going to stand. Stood up on their feet. Hey! Some of you, your business has not, is not standing. Your marriage is some way. Everything, but you are now going to stand on your feet. Look at the problem eyeball to eyeball, and also mention your name among those that have been blessed. They stood up upon their feet, and an exceeding great army. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for these ones that you are breathing the Holy Spirit upon. That is why Jesus said you should ask for the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, every good thing that you are believing God for will come to you. Because the Holy Ghost will overshadow you, and the power of God will make it happen. Yes. Bible said, if you who are evil know how to give good gifts of the Holy Spirit, good gifts of good jobs to your children, how much more will not my Father in heaven? Today, we want to say that, Father, all the good things that we have heard, I know you have it in mind for me too. But today, I'm asking that the Holy Spirit will overshadow me. The Holy Spirit will come upon me so mightily that what has seemed impossible will become possible. Just as you did for Mary, let the Holy Spirit overshadow my marriage. Let the Holy Spirit overshadow my job. Every aspect of my life, begin to pray. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, come into my marriage. Come into my business. Come into every area of my life. Come. Come. With the Holy Spirit, what is impossible shall be possible. Mary had no qualification, had nothing, no business ever working in that blessing. But God chose her, and God said, I will make the Holy Spirit do it for you. The best good thing that can ever happen to you is the good thing of the Holy Spirit coming upon your life. Just say, Holy Spirit, I ask you, Lord, I ask you, Lord, Spirit of the living God, come, 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 in a special way. I need you in my life. I need you in this area in a special way. This power inside me, so big, it be worrying me. I fought with it, I struggled with it. But Holy Spirit, today, today, come and let this past live again. Let this one work again, Holy Spirit. Let it work again. Says, today, you are telling yourself you are not living this life. Jesus.
Just lift up your hands. Let's sing the song together. As we are ministering to God, Holy Spirit is all over the place. Just touching lives everywhere. Yes, the wind of the Spirit is blowing at the back, it's blowing at the front, blowing everywhere, making things possible, bringing good things into your life. Yes, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. 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 Come, Basura Tabaka Basura Tabaka. I am the little of the Basura Tabaka. Yet, the little of the Basura Tabaka. Sure, you are born again. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. And you want to say that, please You want to say that, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to go to heaven when I die. I'm not too sure that I'm giving my life to Jesus. But I joined a bus and came. A friend brought me. But deep in my heart, I'm not too sure. So please, pray for me to give my life to Jesus. Yeah, I want you to say this with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for today. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came to die for my sins. And today, I confess of all my sins and ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. And from today, I take Jesus into my heart as my Lord and my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for accepting me just as I am. From today, I am yours and you are mine. In Jesus' name, amen.
My gracious redeemer.
God bless you, God bless you. Now, pastors, come and share the communion. Come and take the communion and share to everybody. We shall all take it. If you receive it, wait for all of us and we'll take it at the same time. Jesus, I love you. Please share it properly. Take one row each. My Jesus, I love you. Communion It's such a very powerful thing. Such a very powerful thing. When you take communion, you are partaking and eating the Lord's body and drinking the Lord's blood. So I want us to stand together. What is in your hand, the Bible says, has power to kill if you don't take it well. What it means also is that it has power to give life if you take it well. Today, may God give you the power of life, of every area of your life, as you partake of His table. Bless this in our hands. And Father, we thank You for what You have set for us today, the table You have set for us today, and receive this as Your body, which was broken for us, in the name of the Lord Jesus. His body, the body of Jesus. The sicknesses, diseases, anything that plagues your life is healed forever. This is the bread of life. You will never be hungry again as you eat this bread, which is the body of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. His body. If there's anything that Satan is afraid, it's the blood. And today, you are partaking of the blood of Jesus. This blood, Bible says, speaketh better things. Better things. Better things. Things are spoken for you and on your behalf in the corridors of eternity. And then in the corridors of power, things are being spoken for you. Speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. As you receive this, the hand of the enemy upon your life is broken. You are receiving grace and mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, thank You for that, the cup that we drink, which indeed is Your body, is Your blood that was shed for us in the name of Jesus. His blood, the blood of Jesus. Drink it.
To Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. Join us every Monday to Thursday from 2:30 to 3 p.m. on Active Word. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawania. God bless you.